40 degrees at 8:56. Time for a check of commodity markets this morning, and we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco over in Bloomington. And good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. We're actually starting the week on a little bit of a higher note. Still pretty quiet, but the screen is green here this morning, so that's a nice little change from where we ended up late last week. Getting some support from the big net short position here that we continue to see in corn and wheat. The Commitment of Traders report out on Friday afternoon showed the funds as of last Tuesday net short with options combined about 202,000 contracts of corn and a little over 110,000 contracts of Chicago wheat. So that's offering a little support here this morning. Not any big news out here to encourage a lot of short covering, but are seeing a little bit of a higher price. This week we'll concentrate a lot on the crop report out on Thursday morning, 11 a.m. Central Time. We will have another production update on Thursday morning. Early indication is that corn yields could inch up slightly and bean yields could inch down slightly. So we'll see what the USDA tells us on Thursday morning. But right now we have Dease corn at 349.5, up a penny and a quarter. March corn at 363.25, up a penny and a quarter. May corn at 371.75, up a penny. November soybeans, 979, that's up 2 cents. January soybeans at 988.5, up 1.75. March beans at 999, up 1.75. Dease Chicago wheat at 430.5, up 4.75. March Chicago wheat at 448.75, that's up 4.25. December KC wheat, 430.5, up 3.75. March KC wheat at 448, up 3.5. Up in Minneapolis, we have December wheat at 630.75, up 6 cents. March wheat at 644.5, also up 6 cents. Quiet start here to the cattle. They've been pretty much straight up here recently, seeing a little bit of a back and fill here this morning, but still pretty quiet overall. December cattle at 127.30, that's unchanged. February cattle at 131.47, down 27 cents. April cattle 129.72, down 7. November feeders 160.50, down 37. January feeders at 161.10, down 42. December hogs 64.65, down 45 cents. February hogs at 71.82, down 15. Export inspections are out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon. Looking for corn harvest progress at 75% complete versus 54% a week ago. Bean harvest at 92%. That's versus 83% a week ago. So really looking forward to that USDA crop report on Thursday, Brian. Otherwise, pretty quiet once again here to start the week.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Have a great day, Brian. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. And a reminder, the Farm Assets Conference is coming up on November 21st. That's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. You can buy your tickets today for the all-day event in Normal, Illinois at willag.org or by calling 800-898-1065. Cost is just $35. Again, details at willag.org. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 47 degrees, northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, dropping to a low of 37, again with a northeast wind at 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy for the day tomorrow, a high of 49 degrees. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 30. Should see some sunshine Wednesday with a high of 46 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 40 degrees at 9 o'clock.